Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Knoxville High School grad and his family are stranded in floodwaters near Houston. How are they doing? Let's go in-depth with Scott Sickle, class of 1991. So, Scott, I understand that you're from Knoxville.
Yes, sir. Actually, I was born in Newton, but I grew up in Knoxville, class of 91.
Class of 91, and now you're in the Houston area, and...
Yeah.
Wow.
We live east of Houston, a suburb called Baytown.
Well, what do you do in Houston?
I'm a teacher down here.
Oh, boy.
At one of the high schools.
What do you teach?
I teach math. Right now I'm teaching geometry, and I teach a course called AVID, which is it's a college prep course for first-generation college students.
You're in the middle of a great national tragedy. What's happening right now as you look out your window?
Well, right now at my house, it's raining just a little bit of a sprinkle. If I look out my front door, we live on a cul-de-sac, and our cul-de-sac is flooded about up to the curb. So the other night when we had 25 inches of rain, our neighborhood drained really well and there was no flooding. But the reservoirs are so full that there's nowhere for any of the water to go. So it's starting to back up a little bit. Hopefully our house will stay dry. We think we've got a couple feet to go. But it's supposed to rain quite a bit over the next week, even with the storm sort of moving off to the east a little bit. But we've got 100% chance of rain for the next 4 or 5 days. So it just depends on how much it rains and how much drainage takes care of the reservoirs and everything. We see a lot on the news and on Facebook. Even in our town, there's quite a few people that I know that have gotten water in their homes, anywhere from a couple inches to 3 or 4 feet of water. So it really just depends on what part of town you're in as to how fortunate you are.
You must be on fairly high ground then.
Yeah, I think so. We've got an embankment. Now like I said, the water started creeping towards the house, so we took some of our stuff up to the upstairs just to be safe. We think we'll be okay, but, you know, nobody thought that we were going to get 30 inches of rain in 24 hours either, so you never really know what's going to happen.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Scott Sickle, Knoxville High School class of 1991, who's stranded in floodwaters near Houston. I hear some kids in the background.
Yeah, that's my six-month-old baby. So.
Oh, well, not old enough to appreciate what's going on, but someday he or she will be able to tell a story about that.
Yeah, we'll share with her all about it and tell her how she kept us up nights, even though we would have liked to have slept, but that's okay. The first night, it wasn't her that kept us up. It was the constant tornado warnings. So, you know, I'm used to tornadoes. Obviously, growing up in Iowa, when there's the tornado warning, we all go out to our front porch to look and see what was going on. But here we kind of hole up in a closet, and we were getting we got up twice, I believe, and sat in the laundry room for 15 minutes because we were getting tornado warnings about every 20 minutes, and we'd have to look and see if it was for our area or for another part of Houston.
So did you get
that
any,
was fun.
Did you get any wind damage?
No, we didn't hear, and actually I don't think most of Houston got really any wind damage. There were a couple tornadoes that touched down, but I believe they were in more outlying areas and they didn't cause any damage to speak of. So we were fortunate in that sense that the tornadoes didn't really add to what was already going on down here. So
what kind of warning did you get about this storm?
We got pretty good warning. We knew that we were going to get a lot of rain, but I think it came a little faster than the media and everyone here knew that they would. There were a few people that evacuated because they didn't want to take any chances. But I think most of the officials in the Houston area kind of said to stick around. So, and part of that was past experience of evacuating, I guess, 12 years ago now when Hurricane Rita came through and they tried to evacuate basically the entirety of Houston. There was a lot of people on the road, 6.5 million people on the road, and not good things really happened. So I think it was one of those things where staying put in the houses, in your house, is a better option than everybody trying to leave at once. So,
well, yeah, you didn't need millions of people on the road when that storm hit. And the mayor of Houston, anyway, is standing by his decision not to suggest an evacuation.
Yeah, he is. And I went through the evacuation of Rita 12 years ago, and it was definitely crazy out there. And, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to do that again. So I was more than happy to stay here and sort of take my chances. We also knew we were on a little higher ground. So for us personally, and especially with the 6-month-old, as well as our other kids.
Yeah, you don't want to be out there with your kids.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Scott Sickle, Knoxville High School class of 1991, who stranded in floodwaters near Houston. Did you stockpile food, and is your water supply safe?
A little bit, but we also weren't very concerned that we would lose water, or we thought we might lose power for a little bit, but mainly we thought that there might be some roads around us that flooded and we'd kind of be stuck in our house, which is pretty much been the case. We can drive about 3 minutes either way on the main road before we hit road closures. And most of the stores in our general area are closed. So we were pretty fortunate and that we guessed right into what was going to happen to us personally. I think some other people, I know I have several friends who their houses have taken in water and they said they've never had flooding in their neighborhood for as long as they've been here. And for some of those people, that's 50, 60 years. So this is definitely a once in a lifetime flooding event for the area.
Well, what do you think when you hear about or watch these dramatic rescues?
Well, I think one of the things I think is it's amazing that there's so many people that are willing to come to the Houston area and save people. Because some people, they just, even if there was an evacuation, they didn't have the means to go. There were some, you know, if you've got a big family, a lot of kids, if you're elderly, if you're a shut-in, you may not have a way to get out. And so you're going to need to be saved at some point in a case like this. There's always people in a city of this size that have to be saved because they were doing something that they probably shouldn't have been doing, you know, just being not very smart. And when you see those people, sometimes it makes you a little upset, but for the most part, it's been really good to see people helping other people down here. There's a lot of differences between Houston and Iowa, obviously, but one of the things that's the same is the quality of people. Just like up in Iowa, people are just willing to do whatever they can to help other people, especially when there's a disaster like this. It's really, really kind of neat to see.
Just in reading the news reports, there's only been so far, knock on wood, fingers crossed, only a couple of deaths. Katrina, by this time, I think there were 2,000-3,000 deaths, weren't there? I think that must say something that Houston maybe learned from Katrina and other storms and was better prepared.
Yeah, I think so. They knew, not just Houston, but, you know, a lot of the organizations all over the country knew, too. They were able to mobilize faster. And now, I think Katrina was another one of those once-in-a-lifetime thing where a whole bunch of bad things just came together, and some of those couldn't be helped. But definitely a lot of people learned from Katrina and from Rita. And every time we had even minor flooding, just as an opportunity for us to learn what to do and for officials to know what to do and just become better at saving lives. And a lot of people did what the officials said and they stayed in their houses. So, you know, that obviously helps.
Now, you say, you mentioned that you have a six-month-old baby and you have older kids, too. How old are they?
Yeah, I've got, they are 9, 11, and 13.
Now, how are they taking this?
Oh, they're pretty easy going. They're just kind of chilling upstairs. Every once in a while, they'll come down, we'll have supper, or they'll come down and they say, hey, everything okay? They'll look out the door and say, are we flooding? Do we have to leave? And we're like, nope, we're pretty good. And I think fortunately they are not quite old enough to be on social media, so they don't see the brunt of everything that's going on. But also they're just, we're letting them be kids. And so when they get a little older, they may see the magnitude of kind of what's happened around them. But I'd rather just have them just do what kids do and play upstairs and play downstairs and just enjoy, you know, being out of school versus being freaked out about why they're not in school. So, So they generally know what's going on, but they're pretty calm about the whole thing.
You know, having grown up in Knoxville, lived here, graduated here, is there anything you'd like to say to friends and family here in Marion County, Knoxville, the area?
Absolutely. Just know that me and my family, we're fine. If any of you have the opportunity to donate to any of the charities that, and the relief efforts that are going on down in this area, that would be great. If you want to come down and volunteer when the rain finally stops, give me a call and we've got an extra couch or two you can stay on. So, but I'd wait a while because the rain doesn't look like it's stopping for a while. But we're good. We're good to go.
Thanks to Scott Sickle for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.